We're going to call the State Government Finance Committee meeting to order. Representative Cornish, you want to come to the testifier table, please? And members, we probably have some business to take care of. If Representative Nelson, do you want to move the minutes for April 14th?
Madam Chair, I'll move the minutes from the meeting of April 14th for approval.
Representative Nelson moves the minutes for April 14th. Any comments? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? The minutes for April 14th are adopted. Members, in your packet, you should have House File 3584. And I'm going to move, excuse me, House File 3584, General Register. The Ways and Means. Oh, that's right. Yep. Ways and Means. To Ways and Means. With that, Representative Cornish, to your bill.
Madam Chair and members, this bill ratifies three labor contracts for the state employees in the executive branch and what used to be called, maybe it still does, the MLEA, which was a five-part union of law enforcement, conservation officers, state troopers, Bureau of Criminal Apprehensions, gambling enforcement agents, and Fugitive Apprehension Task Force, and then the correctional guards who work at the state prison and the radio communication officers. They generally provide 2.5% across-the-board increases each year and performance-based increases for those employees that are eligible to receive them. These contracts have been negotiated in good faith by MMB and each of the unions, and appreciate your support. I used to negotiate these contracts. I was the president of the conservation officers for three terms, so that five-part union is part of mine. Then we add in the correctional guards and the radio COs. So
he's here.
And I think I have somebody here to help me out with the tough questions if you want to get into the weeds, but basically that's the layout.
Okay. Is there anyone from the audience that wishes to speak to this bill? Members, questions? All right. Final word, Representative Cornish.
Please vote yes for our mostly law enforcement officers and correctional guards and radio communications officers out there working hard.
Okay. I renew my motion that House File 3584 be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? The bill goes to Ways and Means. Thank you, Representative
Cornish.
Thank you,
Madam Chair, members.
Representative Knobloch, I move House File 3255 be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means. To your bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And Madam Chair, I'm wondering if you could move the amendment also. That would be the A3 amendment.
I move the A3 amendment to House File 3255. And to your amendment, Representative Knobloch.
Yeah, Madam Chair, this is basically the Minsky personnel plan for administrators. It was traveling as a separate bill, House File 2988, and I'm proposing to combine it with House File 3255.
Members, let's get the bill in the shape that the author wishes it to be. All those in favor of the A3 amendment, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? The amendment of A3 is adopted. Representative Knobloch, to your bill overall, do you want to just walk through it? And then we'll take care of the A4 amendment at that point.
Sure. Briefly, members, of House File 3255, as amended, actually has six contracts, labor contracts being ratified in it. The four Minsky contracts, the Minnesota State University Administrative and Service Faculty, the Interfaculty Organization, Minnesota State College Faculty, the Minnesota State College and University Personnel Plan for Administrators that was just added as the amendment, as well as the Office of Higher Education Unclassified Personnel Plan, and the State Residential Schools Education Association. Members, these contracts, as you know, were previously ratified by the Employment Relations Subcommittee. They come to you from Government Operations, and they're necessary to ratify the state labor agreements that we've got for this biennium.
Okay. Members, any questions for the chair at this point? Anyone from the audience that wishes to speak to this bill? Representative Nelson, you have an amendment.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and I have the A4 amendment, and I had my raisins this morning, Representative Knobloch, so I want to be consistent with what I did in government operations, that this basically puts all the contracts that have been ratified, negotiated and ratified by the Legislative Coordinating Commission on Subcommittee on Employee Relations can't even talk tonight. Anyway, and puts them all in there. We might just, we'll get these all done. I mean, there's to break them all up into little pieces. We, instead of having to fight multiple times, let's do it once and get them all done. These, all these people are deserving of the contracts that they've negotiated. And we've got the nurses. We've got the Law Enforcement Association that was added into the other one. Municipal Unit 8. Anyway, write down the amendment. So, Madam Chair, that's what my amendment does, and I move the amendment.
Okay. Members, any, or Chair Knobloch, any comments to the amendment?
Well, Madam Chair, this is the first I've actually heard of this. Representative Nelson, I didn't know anything about this amendment coming. I know that this was talked about, I guess, in the last committee was when we were there, but I wasn't aware that you're going to be offering this today. And I guess I know that there are many, many fine state employees that work in the other unions and are represented, are proposing to have their contracts ratified with the other contracts that you've got, I guess, in your amendment. But I'm just really not that familiar with those contracts. I am more familiar with these, and I guess I would prefer to carry the six contracts that I've got here that I have some more knowledge of. And so I guess I'm not entirely even sure of the status of those other contracts, but I guess as we've done in prior years, you just had Representative Cornish here carrying some contracts. You've got me carrying some contracts. I guess I'd prefer to just carry my own contract bill with the contracts I know about.
Okay, Representative Nelson.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and Representative Knobloch. And I know in past years we've combined them into one. I believe that's the way they have it in the Senate, and I just was trying to help this bill get lined up with the way the Senate bill is. And moving forward, and so we can get these done and out of the way, so these good people who work for us in the state of Minnesota and do the wonderful work that we do that helps us all, that we get these done and out of the way. So with that, Madam Chair, I'd like to request a roll call.
Representative Nelson requests a roll call. Members, any other questions or comments on the A4 amendment?
Madam Chair.
Representative Nash.
A question for Representative Nelson, if he would yield.
We don't do that here.
Okay. Representative Nelson, have any of these gone through committee? I don't remember having seen these.
Representative Nelson.
Madam Chair, yes, they have. They've been in state, they've been in local, or excuse me, government operations.
Representative Nash.
Okay. That was just my question. I don't remember seeing them, but as we all know, we see a lot of bills sometimes. And
okay. Members, thanks. Any other questions? Representative Earhart.
Yeah, thank you, Madam Chair. Representative Nelson, I don't see the amendment that was to raise the legislative salaries in here.
Representative Nelson.
Madam Chair and Representative Earhart, while I would probably love to do that, that is not part of these. That was not an agreement that was negotiated between the legislators' union and the state of Minnesota. So, anyway, so that's why they're not included here.
Okay.
Any other questions, members? Representative Knobloch.
Yeah, I'm curious. Is there a legislative union organizing election coming up I don't know about?
Representative Nelson.
No, not that I'm aware of.
I think they're pretty effective, though. Don't they have it on the ballot this year, I think? I think they do.
Maybe Representative Knobloch is good at pass out the cards for membership.
Yeah.
There we go.
There are others that would have more expertise with winning that kind of election than I.
All right. Representative Nelson renews his motion for the A4 amendment. We do have a roll call. Members.
Representative Anderson S.
No.
Representative Howe.
No.
Representative Johnson.
Yes.
Albright.
Nope.
Anderson. M.
No.
Carlson.
Aye.
Detmer.
No.
Earhart.
Yes.
Kahn.
Yes.
Lane. Lehman.
No.
Nash.
Nope.
Nelson.
Yes.
Petersburg.
No.
Pugh.
No.
Rumbeck.
No.
And Schultz.
With 10 no's and 5 yeses, the amendment does not pass. Members, we're back to House File 3255. Chair Knobloch, any other comments that you want to make?
It's been a long day. I'm sure people are anxious to get on the road. If they don't have any other questions for me, I'd appreciate their support for House File 3255 as amended.
Okay. With that, I renew my motion that House File 3255 be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? The bill goes to Ways and Means. Thank you, Chair Knobloch.
Appreciate Thank you, Madam Chair and members.
And members, for those that are observing Passover, I just wish you a good weekend with your family and appreciate you guys sticking around for this committee meeting tonight. And with that, we are adjourned.